Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and every week I'll be talking to you about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is the plant medicine ashwagandha. This may sound new or even funny to people because it's not a traditional plant from Europe or America. It's from India. Ashwagandha is, however, a long-used plant in Ayurvedic medicine, that is, the traditional medicine from India. This plant is a unique yet wonderful example of an adaptogen, an herbal medicine that works over time to strengthen the body or allow it to adapt to a difficult situation. Ashwagandha has been called the ginseng of India due to its tonic and strengthening properties. Yet botanically, it's not at all related to any of the ginsengs, being surprisingly from the nightshade family. As its other name, Withania somniferum, suggests, it actually has sedating properties, so would be perfectly safe to take before bedtime. The root of ashwagandha is the part mostly used, and it has a complex of tastes and smells, bitter, flowery, earthy, and warming. The list of possible uses for ashwagandha is incredible and includes nervous exhaustion, impotence with aging or stress, chronic inflammation, and cognitive decline from aging or senility. It seems to work on the adrenal glands or stress glands, as well as the thyroid. While it would take much longer to help someone with problems of low function in the adrenals or thyroid than to simply give hormones, the ashwagandha would actually work to restore natural function of these glands. So in other words, it could take weeks or months for someone to notice improvement in low-functioning adrenals or thyroid. Of course, please consult a knowledgeable herbalist or doctor to treat a chronic problem. In combating the side effects of anti-cancer medicine, ashwagandha may even help the immune system recover by increasing the white blood cell count. Well, thanks for listening. This was Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.